Hey yo, what's going on? It's your boy CJ Mello here. You are back on the Mello Podcast. It is time for some comic book reading. It's been a while, I know. I've been feeling on the weather, you know, in the sense of like mentally. I've been getting too much in my head about if I should keep doing this and stuff, but excuse me. I just want to get back into it. Stop bull crapping around, you know. But today we are going to be reading. Now, I'm going to do a couple of these episodes. That way, I don't feel like I'm behind on anything. But today, we're going to be reading about from a company that probably almost none of you have heard of, I feel like. It's called AWA Studios. Now, you ask, what in the world is AWA Studios? Well, AWA Studios is an industry-leading a full-service entertainment studio with a commitment to build a true creator-first company. It was founded by Marvel alumni and is known for its Upshot imprint, which publishes diverse and high-quality books. All right. Now, you want to know who created it? It was founded in November 18th by Bill Jemas, or Hemas, I'm not sure how it says that, Marvel's former COO and publisher. And also Alex Alonso, who was its former editor-in-chief. They now serve as AWA's as chief executive and creative officers, respectively. Now, I learned about this. I looked at the comic book store. I'm like, I want to read something different that's not DC, that's not Marvel. Something just makes no sense. And when I saw the title, Primos, excuse me, which most of you guys know in the Spanish community, primos means cousin or cousins. I'm like, oh, what is this? I'm also trying to read more Latin-based books. Comics or graphic novels or stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, what is this? And then I saw AWA Upshot. Now, Upshot is like an imprint of AWA Studios. It's basically, it's like their own kind of universe that they created under AWA Studios. But like I said, it's basically they do like high quality and or surprisingly diverse kind of stuff. Stuff like things like that. Excuse me. But then I saw, okay, AWA. They were called AWA Upshot. And I looked it up. It was called AWA Studios. Like, oh, okay, cool. Not a problem. And then, again, the primos, they're like, what is this? Like, one, I went to ask the guy that owns the comic book store. I'm like, how long has AWA been around? He said they've only been around for a couple of years. Like I said, what did I say, 2018 was their first? Like, when they created the studio, in 2018. Think about that. In 2018, I feel like most people either know or don't know about, either you know about the studio or you don't know about the studio. Now, the book I'm going to be reading to you, as you should already know, is called Primos, which I somewhat read a little bit. Issue that's connected to it. My internet's acting stupid now. Great. But it's basically, let me read this for you so I don't mess anything up here. So it's called, it says, Cousins by Blood, Heroes by Choice. Centuries ago, two Mayan brothers constructed a spacecraft that sent them hurling into outer space. Returned to Earth only to find that their culture and civilization had been destroyed. One of the brothers vows revenge and seeks to decimate the planet with space technology. Galley on his travels. To prevent this, his siblings create a contingency plan that activates the world's protectors. Descendants of their own family, now the fate of the planet lies in the hands of three cousins scattered throughout Central and North America, who have never met before. I thought that was badass, truth be told. I'm like, all right. So, you know what I'm saying? And I love how they describe each character in their own way. Especially, like, I want to call him the main character of the story. but it was done by Carlo Barbari, Brian Reber, and Al Madrigal. I'm saying. It says, Primos mixes Maya legend with Latino culture to create new comic heroes. This is Primos Volume 1. I don't know if they're creating a second one. I didn't see a second one. But Elliot Kalan from The Daily Show and Maniac of New York says, the irreverent cosmic Maya action, long-lost family saving the world adventure you need in your life right now. Comic Book Resources says, There's a fascinating cultural heart to Primos that feels truly authentic. Writer Al Madrigal has infused the action with a good level of Latinx history, as well as modern pop culture references. So, yeah. So we're just going to get right into it. I might take a couple seconds to get myself situated. Again, I feel like I've been out of this for a while now. You know, it's been 2 weeks, so yeah, I probably have been. Or maybe 3 weeks by the time this comes out. But again, AWA Upshot presents Primos. Story by Al Madrigal and Felipe Flores. So, let's begin. If you had told me 3 days ago that I'd be in Barcelona dodging flame debris, I'd say you were on crack. And where's Barcelona? Shit, I wouldn't. Now, in this book, they do swear, but they have, like, all those, like, asterisks, apostrophes, all that stuff to prevent the swearing. So you don't see it. So you kind of have to use your imagination. I wouldn't have believed you if you said I was ever going to leave Boyle Heights. But here I am. And apparently, it's my job to save the world from these guys. With these guys. My cousins. Now, they show the main character with his two cousins, which he'll describe in a few panels. Lucky for me, mi primos were total badasses before they got their powers. Me, not so much. The Avenged Sevenfold guyliner and the hoodie hides the fact that I'm scared crapless. Let's put it that way. Excuse me. Dude in the skull mask is Javier. I guess he's our leader, and I'm cool with that. He's some sort of narco super spy vigilante. Then we got Gina. Chicana Gal Gadot, doing some border justice stuff. Then there's me, Ricky Pascal. I'm not so good with the hand-to-hand kung fu stuff, but apparently I'm like Apache Dumbledore. Luckily for me, Gina and Javier have spent a lifetime fighting wannabe El Chapos and seem to have their new powers on point. They were already like superheroes. You'll see what I mean. Me? I spent my entire life playing Call of Duty and stealing beer from my neighbor's garage. So you know, we all prepare in our own ways. Right about now, I'm wishing I'd taken a strip mall karate class or something. But how the hell was I supposed to know I'd be fighting against, well, whatever these giant dudes are. And to think, a few days ago, I had no idea that any of this stuff was about to happen. Certain words I'm switching words so I don't swear. And these, what he called them, El Chapo looking dudes, one of them grabs Ricky's head and just throws it to the ground. But this is a few days ago, now we're going into like current flashback. The night it all went down, I was at some party and I was all messed up. Note to self, never take a random pill from Gilberto Suarez. I mean, I've smoked a joint or two in my life. I've tripped out before. But this was like yellow submarine stuff. Blech. Oh, crap. What time is it? 2:17. Lorenzo, I gotta get out of here. Lorenzo's my little brother, who I'm supposed to be watching, like, right now. Ran all the way home, not only because I was late, but because it was the best way to avoid getting my butt whooped by some SS. Orale, vato. What you running from? Bleepings are chasing you? I don't know how to switch some of the words, so. You were supposed. Where were you? You could have died. Lorenzo was like an 85-year-old abuelita, trapped in the body of an 11-year-old. Truth is, he should be watching me. I'm fine. Just don't tell Mom I was late, okay? If I told Mom, half the stuff you did, she'd murder you. Luckily, he was too tired to blackmail me like he usually does. I was about to nod off when we heard the sound that changed everything. Ricky, get up. I hear something. And I mean everything. The boys peeked through their bedroom door. Is that an old lady or a meth head? Combo? You're going to get your butt whooped, lady. I'm going to beat you with a bat and my little brother's going to slap you silly with his chancla. And I'm super accurate. Ricky Pascal, son of Gloria Pascal, descendant of the great Pakal line of shamans. It is time. Either that pill I took was starting to kick in to a whole nother level, or one of those pamphlet guys from City Walk had snuck into my living room. Of course, we did the dumb thing and charged his directive butt. Siéntense. That means sit down in Spanish. Next thing I know, our butts are glued to the couch, and dude's telling us he's 1,500 years old Maya Emperor. Ricky Pascal, I'm here to initiate you. We should definitely call mom at work. Not sure mom's going to be much help on this one. Ricky, you must listen. Time works against us. We are one of the same blood. Trust that I am you, and you are me. It's okay, this isn't real. Can't explain why. My brother sees it too, but it isn't real. I can assure you this is no hallucination. Those visions you encountered tonight were prophecies. Tell me, Ricky, have you not always had strange dreams that you cannot explain? For the last 500 years, these powers, our powers, have been suppressed, but no longer. You are this world's most powerful sorcerer. Hold on. Am I special too? I'm his blood, which means I'm your blood, our blood, right? Beware of jealousy, young Lorenzo. Brothers must stick together, lest they sow destruction. Allow me to share my story. Centuries ago, I was chosen to go beyond the sky by our holy shamans, and I foolishly elected to bring my younger brother, Khan. With the arrival of the equinox, the preparations have been made to send our chosen son to meet the gods. As requested of us, our emperor Hanas on Hanab, accompanied by his brother Khan, will pilot this craft into the sky, where the secrets of the universe will be revealed to us long last. Farewell, sons. We wait anxiously for your return. Are you certain the gods will be upset by my inclusion, Janab? The gods have always chosen our people to make this journey, Khan, and our people have chosen our family to lead them. It seems logical for us to both make this journey. Are you certain the skyscraper has been assembled to the proper specifications? Listen, everything is perfect, man. Trust me, you are the man of the people. I'm the man of science. Watch your pride, Khan. Your machine may get us into the sky, but it took on our holy shamans to truly make this journey possible. You just assembled according to their design, no? Excuse me. As they fly through space to meet up with a space civilization. We arrive safely to the nexus of worlds, the domain of the gods. Greetings, Janab, and brother of Janab. Greetings, this device will allow you to speak and be understood by all. One of the aliens puts almost like a Bluetooth headset in their ears. So Nob told us that they brought them into a big conference room with a bunch of other Maya-looking guys from planets all over the universe, then put up like an intergalactic PowerPoint to let them know what they were all up against. Stuff got real quick. Apparently, there was something eating planets. Greetings, my Mayan brothers. My duty today is to share with you the purpose of your planet and of the lives of all those who inhabit it. Our protection. Our entire solar system is under attack by a great evil, an evil that will consume us all if left unchecked. Unity is our only defense. Your planets serve a larger purpose. Only when your citizens achieve enlightenment will your planet be allowed to assume its rightful resting place amongst our stars. Once we are all united and the planets are aligned, no evil can break our defenses. So Hanab and his brother were supposed to go back home and spread enlightenment and unite everybody so Earth could take its rightful slot in defending the mother planet. I know that sounds like something a junkie would say, but that's what he told me. This will be easy, brother. Our people are already enlightened and work as one. Let us drink. Careful, Khan. There is much work to be done before we celebrate. It's not our people I'm worried about, Khan. There's no telling how unified the tribes are beyond our borders. Those who are ignorant to the light will be swayed by our strength. Our mission is one of peace and unification. Our mission? Did you not see what I saw? Hear what I heard? They need us now. No non-compliance. It's not an option. The God's mission requires a leader who is forceful. You're drunk. Leave before you say something foolish. And there's like a devil-looking character standing behind Khan. Almost like it's telling him what to say. Be certain to check your coordinates. The slightest miscalculation will result in great error. Relax, my tall friend. I built this machine myself. Guiding, it is second nature. Are you sure about the coordinates? I'm happy to review them with you. For the last time, brother, I know what I'm doing. And they fly away back home. Yet they end up in the year 2022. Where are our people? Why is our city in ruins? Rest assured, I will kill whoever is responsible, brother. I will kill them all. So the Spartan oath of the Virgin is this. My great-great-great-great-great Uncle Khan is like a Mexican Thanos, and it's up to me to stop him from destroying the world. Drink. You will see the past, you will see the present, and you will see what I say is true. Drinking is the only good thing he's actually good at. Shut up, stupid. Sorry, I don't accept drinks out of bowls from strangers. Plus, I already puked once tonight. Come on, Ricky. This is your call to adventure. Your origin story. Lorenzo, I can't believe you, of all people, are encouraging me to take drugs. Wait till I tell Mom how bad of an influence you are. Ricky Pascal, our humanity's only hope for enlightenment. Well then, humanity is messed up. Your body is just a vessel. Your consciousness is an untethered being soaring through space. Time is but an element. You will learn to manipulate it. You'll be able to see all moments as one whole. These magnetic braces will allow you to open gateways. These gateways will allow you to travel freely on this planet and locate those who will provide you assistance in your mission. Mom? Holy crap. I saw my mom for like a second. She's in trouble. What did you see, young Pascal? Some huge WWE person is outside the hospital, looking person outside the hospital where she works. Now he's inside. He's going to kill her. Quick, Hanab, give me the bracelets. We have to get to the hospital now. Wait, what's wrong with Mom? I don't know what the hell I just saw, but I think Mom is going to die. I need to go help her. Lock yourself in your room, and I'll be right back. In order to make a portal, you must picture the location you wish to teleport to. To do this, you must know the magnetic coordinates of Mom's work. Go. Location you wish to. Very well, we have arrived. Excuse me, did you see a big Mexican with no clothes and a bunch of tattoos just walk in here just now? You just described half the patients in here, kid. Wait, there she is. Mom, are you okay? Ricky? What are you doing here? Is everything okay? No, Miss Pascal, everything's far from okay. Who the hell are you? Who's with Lorenzo, Ricky? Oh, no. So Vicky can see visions of what's happening at the current time frame. That's actually kind of cool. It was a trick. They got Lorenzo. To recap, we rushed to the hospital to fend off the Sicarios, but it turned out little Lorenzo was their real target. But why? At the time, it made no sense. What did I know? Was the dude in the headdress had some explaining to do. How could you let this happen? I thought you said you could see everything. We need to save him. Your brother's a second born. This is very unexpected. I don't care what you expected. I need to go after them now. No, you're not ready. You're not strong enough. Tell me what I need to know to get strong enough. You'll need your cousins and some incantations to get you started. There's much to learn. You're a descendant of the first mother and... Stop talking stupid and tell me how to find Lorenzo. I know for a fact I don't have any cousins. You have many powerful relatives in our line. Let's start with the two who will help you the most. One second, y'all. Apparently, one of the cousins I didn't know existed is some kind of smooth-ass Mexican spy. James Bond, but cooler, because he's Mexican. His name is Javier Pascal. The same night Lorenzo was getting kidnapped, my primo was at Cuernavaca, sniping and neck-snapping his way into some drug lord's Day of the Dead orgy. Apparently, being handsome, tall, and rocking a tux can get you into pretty much any party. Not sure I'll ever be able to use that one. By the way, this may not be Javier's version of how this went down, but trust me, it's way cooler when I tell it. So then he spots like the hottest Instagram model you've ever seen at the bar. She'll do. He wouldn't tell me what he said to her, but I bet it was something smooth because he's like all man of mystery, you know? As he walks this woman to a room. My wife and I need to find a little privacy. I'm sure you understand. Your wife? Good one. Trust me, you'll be safer here. Javier does stuff I can't even do in a video game. Call of Duty stuff. Meanwhile, Javier's in the mansion breaking hearts and necks. A portal is opening in the jungle. And it isn't mine. Apparently, these Maya meheads have the ability to control people's minds, living or dead. Instant reinforcements. That's when Javier yanked out the guard's eyeballs or just stood him up and held him to the retina scanner. I like the first version better. Stay quiet. I'll get you out of here. As Javier runs in between a jailhouse in the basement. Who the hell are you? Do you know who I am? You're a dead man. The prison. Where? Can you walk, Mr. Breslin? We need to get you out of here. What the? I don't know who you are or why you're dressed like that, but I'm taking these people out of here. So get the hell out of my way. I'm going to shoot you in the face. You lack power. You're the one who will die. Huh? Javier Pascal. Yeah? Who the hell are you? Behind you. Okay, screw it. Here we go. I need to block them now. What just happened? Oh wow, that worked. Mama, I'm scared. You have two options. Run through this portal or take your chances here. Whatever you decide, do it quick. I'm not going anywhere until you tell me who the hell you are. I'm your cousin. But now doesn't seem like the best time to mess around with details. Let's go. Ricardo Pascal, you will die soon. Run and don't stop. Now you, kid, tell me who you are, what's happening. Look, man, I know this is nuts. I mean, 5 hours ago, I was just at a party talking to girls and smoking weed. But trust me, when I say what I'm about to tell you is very real and I need your help, my little brother's life depends on it. Were we expecting someone else? I'm not sure. But quick, take this. I was supposed to give it's you right away. He gives him some orb that Javier grabs, and it transforms him into some spear-wielding, skeleton mask-wearing Jason Statham, dude. Oh, crap, it's another bad guy. Back off. Okay, wow. Why don't you start from the beginning? So it turns out aliens really did build the pyramids and the spaceship. Two brothers, Hanab, who seems cool, and Khan, a total bleep of a man. The craft. The year 2022. Back to the brothers when they come to year 2022. Only when they returned to their pyramid, it was like centuries late. All their people have vanished. Our city's in ruins. What is this? You swore to me your calculations were perfect. Let's just say, Khan, the one that screwed up won't own his mistake. What authentic costumes? Check these guys out. Ask them where the bathrooms are. Relax, brother. The gods must have arrived and already taken over. These creatures all have data pads. This is not the gods' technology. These are not our people. Something has gone wrong. Check our data pads. What do they say? This time, we're in. Everything is gone. Show me how this has happened. Where's my family? Where are our people? The brothers get a crash course on how the civilization collapsed because of the war and drought and the Spanish conquistadors and stuff. These men from across the sea were the ones who led to our destruction. When the brothers finally located their descendants, they find most of them locked up in cages. You've doomed us all, Khan. Had we been here with this spacecraft, we could have fought them off. Our people are gone, being held prisoner. What kind of our mission? We won't have time to prepare the Earth for enlightenment. That's when Khan lost his stuff. Enlightenment? Do you really think these beasts deserve enlightenment? These murderers deserve death. The same cruel death they inflicted on our people. We must serve the gods and get these people ready no matter how daunting the task. Remember their words. To hell with the gods. We must avenge our people now. Zanam tries to calm his brother down. No, that is not the way. But Khan ain't having it. You're weak and always have been. As the brothers fight each other. I didn't know there was a show. As people watch on. Maybe it's one of those things where they pass our hat around. So, after some serious MMA type of beating, Khan drops Janab. Farewell, brother. I will avenge our people without you. And goes Cain and Abel on his butt. Leaves him for dead. That's when Khan gets really busy. Where's that? With his brother Hanab out of the way, he summoned these badass Maya hitmen. First stop on their revenge tour, Barcelona, to get payback with Spain. But first, they've got to stop us from trying to stop them, if that makes any sense. So that's everything I know, Hanab. Told me that once we're all together, we can save my brother. Wait, isn't Hanab dead? No, I said left for dead, as in weak as for AF. And not able to help us save the Earth from Khan's crazy butt. Who do you think told me this whole story? Okay, I'll come with you. I'm convinced, says Javier. What put you over the top? Was it the magical ball that turned into a sphere I gave you, or the portal? All the above, smartass. Also, I had dreams about Maya warriors as far back as I can remember. I've had crazy dreams, too. I just thought I was dropped on the head as a baby or something. Okay, we should go. We need to find our other cousin. Ever been to El Paso? If we're going to El Paso, we're going to need to go to Mexico City and pick up a few things. Somewhere outside El Paso, my other cousin, I had no idea existed, is about to get run off the road by some border vigilantes who are trying to prevent undocumented Mexicans from sneaking it back onto land that was theirs in the first place. Cousin Gina. Everyone stay in the van, no matter what. I've got this. She pulls out basically a door hammer. Put down the hammer, girl. Last thing we want is for a pretty thing like you to get hurt. Take one step closer, and I'll call the sheriff. Shoot, half these boys work for the sheriff. Now drop the hammer. Let us take a look at your cargo. That's a good girl. See? Was that so hard now, was it? Now get them all out of the van. Everyone stay put, like I said. Little girl, there's six of us. What you gonna do? She's gonna kick all her racist asses. Who's next? Primos I didn't know I had, but always wanted. Somewhere outside of El Paso, Texas. Pick on where we left off. Gina's about to get her ass kicked by Larry the Cable Guy's fan club. Maga was about to clash with Maya. What the hell? It's freaking beaner voodoo, I tell you. Situation like this, who to root for? This ain't your fight. The sheriff's on his way, so you best mind your business or these boys are going to unload on your compadre. The Apache meatheads pull up. According to Gina, that's when the Sicarios go full Tarantino on their redneck asses and start breaking their rednecks. Funny. But leave her untouched. Why? It's not like they're gentlemen. They clearly have a plan. But at this point, we have no clue what it is. Who are you? She asks. Crap. After that, trying to explain to some dumbass cops that you didn't slaughter six white guys while holding a murder weapon. See how that tracks. On the ground. Hands where I can see them. Give me a reason. Meanwhile, Javier is dragging me through parts of Mexico City that make my neighborhood in LA look like Beverly Hills. Hey man, we don't really have donut time. I need to save my brother, like, now. You don't want to eat their panduces, their panduce, unless you want the choro for a week. Just follow me. Diamedse, hora de cerrar. Basie, Aunt Mercy, time to close. She closes the door. Come around the counter. The door's right here. He told me the sketchy bakery was a stash house. I wouldn't have been such a ass about getting sidetracked. Banduce case hidden stairway. Heck yeah. Turns out Cousin Javier is stashing guns like he's worried they're going to stop making them. Holy crap, where'd you get all this stuff? It's all part of my Narcos weapon relocation program. Let's just say the previous owners don't need them anymore. Take whatever you want and can handle. What size shoe are you? 10.5, you remember? We have superpowers, right? Look here, from what you've explained, we're up against some pretty bad dudes. Your choice, but from my experience, it's better to have a grenade than to need a grenade. Another thing, I do know, you'll need this. Makeup? You're giving me makeup. If I had been through half the stuff Javier had, I'd be somewhere drinking myself to death, not on a revenge tour. There's a reason why I hide my face. Your enemies will do anything they can to hurt the people you love. How's this? Wow, you look halfway intimidating. What's going on with your staff? That's when the staff lights up. No idea. I barely know how to use it. And we there's trouble, and it jumps our asses under the pyramid. Bull? Or maybe it's teleporting us to a big-ass cave. Look alive. There's a light coming from down there. It's easy to forget you have superpowers when you're scared shitless. Watch our six. One of those things show up, shoot it in the face. I'm really more of a run as fast as you can away from danger kind of guy. But I'll hold on to it if it makes you feel better. Better watch what we touch. Pretty sure if we move the wrong thing, a large boulder will start rolling at us. Check it out. Not so ancient history of this morning. Should we knock? Now when it looks like you're holding the key. He puts his staff in the hole against the wall. Behind door number one, we find Uncle Hanab just chilling in his Maya man cave. Come, you've wasted precious time. The cup of sea sin is missing. I hear my brother will spill blood to harness power. Young Lorenzo is in great danger. Let us prepare. Blood sacrifice? Lorenzo in danger? Before I could attempt to process any of this, Javier started to grill Jahanab. Why partner me with a little kid? What's the strategy here? Did you just call me a little kid? I'm almost 17. I'd seen Lorenzo make that face enough times to know Hanab was disappointing in us. Ricky Pascal, why have you diverted from your task? I thought I made it clear the future of this plan depends on our efforts. Well, Theo, as the adult with a lot of experience taking on the world's worst criminals, I thought it would be a good idea for us to maybe get some weapons. Before we went into a save the earth kind of battle against big ass demons or whatever the hell those things are. That's when Hanau reveals the Maya weapon motherlode. Damn, and I thought you had a lot of gear. For the record, that was just one of my stash houses. Javier still can't get his head around how these weapons are made for us. How's any of these primitive crap better than bullets? I have laser sights and automatic. These are very manual. Your spear possesses all the power you could ever require. Allow me. And Hanab shows Javier how to use the spear. All Javier needs is a little spear tutorial to put him over the top. Ah, perfection. This combination will allow you to harness the power of the sun with deadly precision. Focus your intention and energy at your target. That's actually kind of cool. He taps it and like little dials spin. Got it? Thinking bad things about mummies? Holy crap, that mummy is dust. But that isn't the only trick Hanab has up his metal skirt. If Khan has the cup, you'll need every power at your disposal. Here, take this. He gives Javier a bracelet. Nice. At least I can control this better than the spear. It creates a giant shield. The spear and the child are symbiotic with each other. The more power he gains, the more power it gains. Okay. The child is getting super pissed at being called the child. You're saying my strength relies on the child? I mean kid, sorry. Apologies, young shaman. Ricky comes from an infinite number of firstborns and is a descendant of the first mother herself. I'm in the same line. Your powers are limitless when you join with the third member. Observe. I'd only scratch the surface of what my staff is capable of. Hanab takes the staff. Not only can you see the future, but the future looks back at you. The staff cuts through time and space. Wow, what's the matter, Javier? Old man got a dagger to your throat? What else can it do? There's no more time for lessons. If you're to attack at full power, the third member of your hunting party requires your assistance. She'll need these. What's she going to do with those? Pick her teeth? She. El Paso County Sheriff's Office Headquarters. Tell me why I shouldn't kill you right now. Laws. Your oath. Due process. Where do you want me to stop? Watch her. If she moves, shoot her. And say she tried to go for your gun. You couldn't have teleported us directly into the room? As Ricky teleports him and Javier into the... It says into the room, but they're in the room. That makes no sense. But then you wouldn't get to shoot anything. Behind you. Let's go. Now, Ricky. Put your hand on my shoulder so I can get us out of here. Holy crap. They just vanished. Did you see that? No, and neither did you. Multiple suspects fleeing on foot. Lock the building down. After we get Gina up to speed, it seems like she's all in. So you're telling me that you, me, and Skeletor are cousins, and the three of us need to save the world from the monsters who set me up? Pretty much. Except she isn't. I'm a little too busy for this. See you at the next family picnic. Look, maybe we need to say this again. Those big scary dudes have his little brother. We're the only ones who can get him back. Yeah, you teaching us is not an option. Well, it's going to have to be because I'm needed elsewhere. You're not the only one with a family member they're missing. That's when it dawns on me. She hasn't felt the power. Gina, wait, I forgot something. There's another knife in this set. You're going to want to take both of these. You already saw a small glimpse of what they can do to help you in case you get in trouble again. And when Ricky gives Gina both knives, She fully gets the powers that Ricky was talking about. That's all it takes for her to get the big picture. Good thinking, kid. Maybe you're not a moron after all. Thanks. Great. Looks like I'm saving the world with a kid who smells like body spray and cigarettes. One condition. We're going to need to go to Juarez first. Juarez. For your FYI, I only started smoking to quit vaping. What's wrong with Juarez? Everything, and I kind of promised some very dangerous people I never go back there. Well, good thing you have the mask and that badass spear. Let's go, says Ricky. Juarez, Mexico. Jen explains her and her sister's situation. The cartel had forced her to traffic people across the border using her church van as cover. After a while, she refused, and you can imagine how well that went over. Who are we saving, and from what? Ricky asks. We're saving my little sister from the Sinaloa cartel. Let's just get in and get out. I've been here 10 seconds, and I can't wait to leave. You gotta be freaking kidding me. What's wrong? Does he always complain this much? The Sinaloa cartel are the people I promise I never come back. Well, we're about to find out why Javier was so nervous going back to Juarez. Well, we'll be quick. So, where is she? I don't know. I figured you found me and you can do the same with her. I can try. Do you have a picture? My mind was left swiping through millions of faces. I looked for the girl. Nothing. I looked for Lorenzo. Nothing. Were they both dead? Then I saw her. Crap. Where did you put us, kid? I thought you said you wanted to be in the room. Make up your mind. Hijo de la mierda. Can't expect teleporting to be an exact science. Probably because I was never good at science. Matalos. In Spanish, that means kill him. I was hoping for the flames, but blinding light works. With Gina around, we felt stronger. Things made sense. When their power set in, I could feel mine becoming stronger. Las chicas que secuestré, ¿dónde están? The females that you captured, where are they? Dude, watch it. Te matará por esto. Los matará a todos. I'll kill you for this. I'll kill you all. We gotta get out of here. More bad guys are coming. Let me look at that picture again. Quick. Gina's sister. What the hell? Where the hell are you? Got her. She's locked in a room in a building next to this one. Gina, go get her. We'll hold them off. What do you mean, we? If you haven't noticed, I kind of suck at this. On it. So much for berating the door. And that's when shit really gets interesting. Circle, circle, circle. What the hell does that mean? To think there was a time that I was jealous of Javier's power. Holy crap, you just froze time. I really got ripped off on this staff. You got us. I got this. Let's see if this thing was as a baseball bat. Wookie Bet swings for the fences, straight to the ball sack. Ricky, hold up. We don't know how long time will be. Stop. Teresa, did they hurt you? Are you okay? Gina, is that you? You look bigger. Too much to explain now. We need to find my friends and get somewhere safe. Gina, behind you. She throws one of her blades at one of the men I was trying to shot at her. While I'm getting punked, Gina's getting damn good at dagger slinging. We gotta go. Put down the spear or we'll end this little shit show. Keep quiet. These are the guys who helped me look. Who helped me. Looks like I need to return the favor. Now, get down on the ground. Hands behind your head. Take off the mask. We like to look you in the eyes when we kill you. Not gonna happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. This guy is gonna shoot me. Holy crap. It's him. Get the boss. Now. I was still desperately trying to pinpoint where Lorenzo was. But then the TV went live. Hello, big brother. I thought I told you to never come back to Juarez. Just what we needed. More sibling rivalry. So Javier has a twin brother. Holy crap. That's crazy. Right now we're on issues of volume, we're on issue probably 4 of volume 1. Primos, caliente, meaning hot. So, where was I? When the two Maya brothers, Hanas and Khan, arrived back on Earth, they activated their alien tech to see what happened to their people when they were out in space. What I didn't know is it activated a beacon, like some sort of alien GPS. The representatives from Mesoterra 3 have reactivated their data pads. Time to contact them on request status. We can't afford to lose another planet. The Temple of the Inscriptions. While Theo Hanab was breaking and entering into our house on recruitment missions, Khan was busy resurrecting the 4 big Miami heads we've come to know and be scared of shitless of. Rise, warriors. The rightful heir descending to our empire requires your service. My brother lies in an adjacent cavern. Bring me his body. The blood of the firstborn Pakal in the cup of season will provide all the power I need. With his power, I can bring this savage planet true enlightenment. Khan took his sibling rivalry to biblical levels. Me and my little brother have had our scrapes, but until this all happened, I didn't realize just how important my relationship with Lorenzo was. He will try to activate his fellow firstborn descendants. Hanab's honor is his weakness. He'll bring me everything I need to wipe this planet clean. That's the will of the First Mother. It's like an ancient 23andMe for Maya superpowers. Until we locate my brother, we need to find some fresh blood for the chalice. Fetch me some. I'm going to ask one of those big fellas to take our photo. No one knows how to use that camera, Dale. It's too complicated. Give him your phone. Becca, you know there ain't no way in hell I'm handing a foreigner the cell phone. That holds all my data. Might as well kiss your daddy. Bye-bye. Excuse me. Take el foto, senor? Just push the button, oh. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Comprende? Not at all sufficient, but it's a beginning. One of the meatheads kills the man. That's essentially being racist. Rips out his heart. Khan rips out the man's heart and drinks it. I'll repay these Spaniards 1,000-fold what they've done to my people. Kill the rest of the intruders who linger about the temple before we depart. Ciudad Juarez, Juarez City. Back in Juarez, I got the lowdown on the drama between Javier and his evil twin. I told you what would happen if you came back here, Javier. Wait a second. You're not still mad about our misunderstanding? Our misunderstanding? You murdered my wife and daughter. Maximum security prison is the only thing that's keeping me from killing you. Javier, for the last time, it was collateral damage. Marcos overdid it on the C4 and still feels horrible about it. Isn't that right, Marcos? It's true. I have night terrors. I have to take an unhealthy amount of melatonin just to sleep a few hours. I'll help you sleep the second you're not holding a gun to my head. Glad you guys can work that out. Now answer my questions. Why are you here, and what's with the spear and the cloak? I'm not going to lie. It's pretty cool. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. You just called me a liar. No, I would not. A wizard gave it to me. Liar. Fine, you know what? The kid's magic. He can show you. I can. Oh yeah, I guess I can. Where are you right now? I'm pretty sure I can come to you. Don't feed me that bull crap, Harry Pantas. This is wasting my time. Matalos adios, hermano. Goodbye, brother. Kill them. Wait, they have my brother. If anything happens to him, something's going to happen to you. I don't care where you are. I'll find you. I don't care how many walls they have you behind. You're a dead man. Check out the little werewolves on the little guy. Threatening me when I'm about to put a bullet in his head. Lower the gun, Marcos. Let's see where this goes. Ricky teleports to the evil twin. What's this? I literally forgot what his twin brother's name is. That's horrible. Oh my god, you killed my wife and family. Javier's last time. My brain is so messed up. He teleports to the maximum security cell. And just like that, Alejandro needed no other explaining. Okay, magic boy, it is. 5 points for Hufflepuff. Now tell me why I should keep you alive and not just steal all your gear. And finally, just when I thought Cousin Gina had abandoned us, drop your guns or I kill him. I have to be honest, I'm not even sure who that guy is, so go for it. No offense, buddy. No taking. You're busy. I get it. Why don't we calm down and introduce ourselves? I'm Alejandro. Javier's slightly more handsome twin brother. And you are? Shouldn't you know since you kidnapped my sister and blackmailed me? Again, not me. Managing an organization this size from prison is not as easy as you think. No one ever talks about the difficulty with narcos staffing. Listen up, guys. Who's responsible for blackmailing and kidnapping the lady with the serrated swords, sister? Great, so I do have the right guy. Javier, will you do the honors? Gladly. Javier punches the guy in the face. Feel better now? By the way, who's your girlfriend? I like her. She's our cousin. But like how? Distant? Anything more than third cousins, we're good, right? Like morally and genetically? Hey, why is your baton glowing, Batas? The Ohanab had finished tracking his brother and was tired of waiting for us to grab Gina. Let me guess, wizard who gave you the spear? I'm no mere wizard, Alejandro Brascal. As you waste our time, my brother's preparing to annihilate all those responsible for the death of our people and wipe this planet clean. Ricky, Javier, and Gina, now that you're together, we must act with haste. Your powers will set soon. I've used what little strength I have to come here. We must not waste it at all. We're going with you. Marcos, give me my flamethrower. Yes, boss. Your assistance will not be necessary. It sounds like you guys could use some help. I'm going. Me and my brother might have our differences, but I don't want to see this world wiped clean for two simple reasons. One, I don't want to die. And two, the end of the world is bad for business. Dead people don't do coke. Wow. La Sagradad Familia, Barcelona, Spain. You've built our temples with your churches. You wiped our history clean. Now I'll do the same with you. Warriors, go forth. Put the Taurus down or we'll shoot. There. Good job, Ricky. I'm just happy I didn't put us in the pool. Ricky teleports all of them to Spain. This should be a safe place for your sister. I'm not leaving her alone. Me and the guys can watch her. Anyone gets close, they're toast. Get it? You know, because my flamethrower. There's no way in hell I'm leaving my sister with you. Teresa, stay here and barricade the door. Only open it for me. Everyone ready? Ricky, put us down there. All right, let's do this. As Ricky teleports them to the battle outside of Barcelona, Spain. If I could turn the page, would be nice. They all go on an attacking spree. I spent my entire life running away from just about everything. The first sign of trouble, responsibility, or pressure, I'm gone. Ah, get off me, cops hold Ricky. If I was going to save Lorenzo, it is time for me to get the same set of stones my cousin seemed to have an abundance of. Right now, mine are telling me to fight. My head is telling me to get the hell out of here. Ricky, I'm going to pull these two out of here and see if it brings me them back to normal. Then you can handle the big boy? Want to switch jobs? That's when Jarab scared me straight like ex-cons in juvie. Excuse me. Ricky, enough with the trepidation. You're the most powerful sorcerer of the universe. If you don't harness your powers soon, we all perish. I just want my brother back, man. Then you can all take all your stuff and give this power to somebody else. There is no giving this back. This is your destiny. You descend from the First Mother herself. The apex of your strength is imminent. All primos, you are legion, have unique strengths based on their lineage. These varied attributes bring both blessings and curses when combined. You are a critical part of the lineage that was always intended to protect the people of this planet. Your strength will be realized when you work together with the other groups of three form hierarchies of power. I regret that this responsibility was thrust upon you with no training. We must deal with the situation as it is. Now reanimate and tame Khan's soldier. Wait, you're saying I can control these dudes? Once your powers have reached their potential, they obey the strongest in the bloodline. Envision the man you will become. Use him as your guide. Okay. Freezing. I order you to, like, stop trying to murder me. Ah, this is some bull. It's not working. Use your staff. Visualize the outcome you desire. What are you doing? Sleeper hold, just like CM Punk. I'm going to go to sleep on his ass. CM Punk. I do not know what these words mean, but your methods seem effective. Oh my gosh, this is already awesome now. You just literally referenced CM Punk. Now put him somewhere where he can't distract us any further. Like where? Back to the earth which he birthed. I was looking for more of an address than a poem, but thanks. Okay, go back to the earth that birthed you. Very good, young Pakal. Where'd he go? Want me to cut off the other arm? Javier, you are descended from the elite line of assassins. Focus on what you need and the spear will provide. We split up to help Gina and Javier, whose powers are advancing. What I need right now is more of me. Javier never worked well with others, so this was perfect for him. Super weird, but I like it. Super weird, but I like it. Multiple Javiers pop up. Very good. You'll be capable of this and much more in time. Holy crap. When did we get more brothers? You and your backup singers get out of the way. We got it from here. How do you like a little heat? I'm going to turn you into Chicharron. Come, Javier. Gina needs us. Okay, go. Like, now. We discuss. Si, patron. I did what I promised. Now take me to Khan. The rest of you, clean yourselves up. We're going to church. Gina, what's happening? Are you okay? Keep back, Ricky. I feel savage. Gina's transforming. Thank God that Javier and Hana showed up. I've seen enough werewolf movies to know it never ends well for, hey, is everything all right, guy? So don't be afraid. You're becoming one with your power. I'm not afraid. This feels right. It feels familiar. Use caution. You are direct descending from a fierce line of jaguar warriors. And though you share those same abilities as the jungle beasts, you must balance the spirit with the animal. You are all as ready as you will be for this battle. Remember, when you fight together, that's when. Help! They've got Teresa. No, you must stay together. Your strength will only amplify when you're in each other's presence. Delay any longer and Khan will destroy this city and all the people in it. Gina starts fighting off the men. Teresa! They bring Teresa down, almost kill her. Gina, you're hurt. I'm fine. They took Teresa. Go after them. Alejandro, taking your sister was no coincidence. That evil must have cut some sort of side deal with Khan. Are you okay to walk? I'm sure as hell not staying here, so yes. Good, it's time to end this. Let's go. Whatever happens down there from now on, we just stay together at all times. Wow, I'm impressed. You almost sound like a leader. Thanks. I said almost, Javier says. Here she is, the sister. Finally, bring them to me. Them? Get the heck off me. Now the boy. And if he resists, kill the mother. It's going to be okay, Mom. Ricky will get us out of this. I know he will. Ricky will save us? How? The power that went to the firstborn shall be mine. Mom! You see, alone we are weak, but when we combine our strength, our power becomes parallel with those who were birthed before us. This planet will be cleansed of its deviance and take its rightful place in the universe. Turns out, as individuals, our younger siblings weren't powerful like us. But together, that was all Khan needed to gain the power to destroy the world. Uncle Khan took some performance-enhancing blood and got super swole. My turn? So what do we do? Just drink from it and get huge? Any sangrita? You're the very scourge I will rid this planet of. You're an embarrassment to our family line. No, brother. You are the one who embarrasses our line. Oh, Hanab, I'm glad you're here to watch me fulfill our purpose. This was never the plan. You were never fit for this power. You're weak. These savages who slaughtered our people and desecrated this world with their toxins don't deserve our mercy. Join us or die. I don't want to hurt you, brother. Please remember, we still have time. The people of this planet just need our guidance. Return to the ways you long for. There is no return, Hanab. I long for its retribution. You're wrong. I know it. We just have to find them. Show them. I'm done with these lectures. Goodbye, Hanab. Khan strikes Hanab right through the chest with his arms. No, Ricky says. You're just in time to watch everyone you love die. You're the only one that's going to die today, says Ricky. Come then. I'm anxious to see what you've learned. That's when I felt it. Our lives intertwined. Their knowledge, their experiences, their strength became mine. But so did their hardships. Javier, I didn't know about your family. I'm so sorry, says Gina. You've all suffered. Are you okay, kid? My dad wasn't around much either. Can you feel it? What? I feel your power. This must be what Hanab was talking about. I just saw what I'll become, the man deserving of such power. Holy crap. Great shot, kid. Let's finish this off. On it. Ricky becomes extra strong, feeling the power of Gina and Javier. Time to return to the earth that birthed you, Uncle Khan. This will be more challenging than I originally assumed, says Khan. He tosses Ricky off of him. Javier blocks him with his shield. You haven't met my friends, have you? What friends? I'll let you name them later. That takes care of Alejandro's men, but where's Alejandro? I smell his cheap cologne. He's close. Wake up, boss. We need to go. Huh? Gina kills one of Alejandro's men. No, Gina. Let me deal with this. We need to kill him now. He won't stop until someone slaughters him like he slaughtered others. He'll just exploit your mercy like he's done so many times before. He's drinking blood. You don't understand these powers. There's nothing to understand. I feel incredible. I'm getting ripped without your stupid wand and all the Harry Potter's buddies. What's happening to me? Look what your greed has done. Javier drank the blood that Khan had drank. But since Alejandro is so greedy, it doesn't work for him that way. It basically destroys him. I should have just let you kill him. Prepare to meet your end, boy. Khan is almost defeated by everybody. Thanks for coming, fellas. Go back to where you came from and wait for my instruction. So you command them now? I see, I thought this might happen. Pay attention, young Lorenzo. Never forget how your brother failed to save your mother. Leave her alone. Khan, no. He did this. No! Ricky? I should have been able to save her. None of this is your fault, kid. Remember that. The aliens arrived and cleaned up Khan's mess. Hanab's mission was now ours to finish. The alien took Khan as a prisoner. We have a special place for beings like Khan. Hanab would have died from his wounds, but promised to return when he was well. Gather the rest of the primos and finish our quest. The Temple of the Inscriptions will provide all the resources you need to rebuild the kingdom and return this planet to glory. So Hanab's not dead. He was close to dead. That's crazy, bro. So Khan killed his mother and his brother? I'm very confused. No, he did it. We saved Lorenzo and stopped Khan from destroying the world. But I still feel like a failure because I lost you. I glimpsed into my future, and I know what irresponsible punk kid from East Los isn't my destiny. I just wish you would have been around to see it happen because you were the only one who knew I could be more. Anyways, don't worry. I'll take care of Lorenzo. I'll take care of everyone. I promise. I won't let you down. End of volume 1. Yo, this is an intense story. I really hope there's a volume 2 coming at some point. Because I'm going to be real with you. This is sick. It's crazy that he couldn't save his moms. He saved his brother, but he just couldn't save his mother. So now, essentially, his mindset would be to save his mother for the rest of his life. That is crazy. I know this was kind of long. I didn't expect it to be this long. I really usually don't edit stuff, so this is probably going to be... You're probably going to hear a lot of stops and goes. Or a lot of blank spots, but y'all know what it is. Check out the Mellow Podcast on every streaming platform you know. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods. You know what it is. Again, this was by AWA Studios, standing for Artists, Writers, and damn it, I forgot the last freaking A. Artists, Writers, and Artisans, which I thought was the same thing, but I guess it's not. I'm very lost right now. Like I said, hit me up on all streaming platforms, The Mellow Podcast. Look at the big, beautiful rhino, the green background on it. You know what it is. Hit up that Mellow Podcast on Facebook. Hit up at MellowPod22 on Twitter for all your lovely things. Share it, like it, retweet it. Let's go. On to the next one. Peace. One always and forever. One love. Peace.